Meseches Bava Basra, Daf Nun Ches, four lines from the top of Daf Nun Ches and Aleph, the Gemara in Daf Nun Zayin Beis was discussing a memory of Rabbi Yechon Meshum Rabbanah, and the Gemara now continued to discuss the story with Rabbanah, and the Gemara states, Rabbanah have a Kometzayim Ma'arasa, Rabbanah was going around and marking graves in order for Kainim to be able to stay away from these areas, and some explained he was going around to mark the caves and to mark the graves of Tzadikim in order that people should be able to go and be Mispalel. Ki Motel Lamartel Avram, when he got to Ma'aras Machpelah, and he got to the Keva of Avram Avinu, Eshchel Eliezer of Avram, the Koy Kamei Baba, and he found that Eliezer, the servant of Avram, was standing outside the doorway and making sure that no one goes in. So Amalei, so Rabbi Nos said to Eliezer, my Kovet Avram, it seems Avram is busy, and maybe he's davening or doing something else, and therefore you're not letting me in. Amalei, Gani Bekan for the Sarah, that he's resting in the arms of Sarah, V'kama'ayin Leberesheh, and Sarah is looking on his head, and Lemais Rabbi Nos wanted to go inside the Keva in order to be able to mark the outside of the Keva and be able to tell people that this was the area of Avram Avinu's burial. And Amalei, so Rabbanah said to Eliezer, Zil Amalei Bino Kriya Baba. So he said, go tell Avram that Rabbanah is standing outside your door and wants to come in. And Eliezer went and told Avram Avinu, Amalei, and Avram said, Leil, that there's no problem for Rabbanah to come in, and he should come in, as made the idea, the Yetzir Bahay Al Maleka, as even though a husband and wife should not lay together in public, but Lemaisid, but Ilam Haba, and therefore there's no Yetzirah, and if we could come in, Ayel Ayin V'nofak. So Rabbanah went in, he looked around and he checked out the exact measurements of the cave, and he then exited the Ma'aras HaMachpelah, and he marked the Ma'aras HaMachpelah, and at that time, not only did he see Avram, but of course he saw the areas where Yitzchak and Yaakov were also buried. And the story continues, Ki Motel Ma'atad Adam Rishon, when Rabbanah came to the cave where Adam Rishon was buried, Yotze Baskel V'omoloi, a Baskel came out and said to Rabbanah, Niskalkalta B'dumus D'yukni, and you already saw Yaakov Avinu, who's D'mus D'yukni, as he has an appearance that's similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but B'dukni Atzma Atestakel, you should not look at Adam Rishon as he is my actual Demus, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself created Adam Rishon. The Gemara continues, that Rabbanah stated, HaBe'ina L'tzunei Ma'arasa, L'maisa Adam Rishon is buried in a different area in the Ma'aras HaMachpelah than Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, and I have to measure that area in order to be able to mark the area above that, in order that people should know that there's Tumah in this area. And as we know, the Ma'aras HaMachpelah was called Ma'aras HaMachpelah for one of two reasons, either because there was a double Ma'ara, and either there were twin buildings, one on one side and one on the other, or there was a double building and there was an upper and lower story. And in addition, it was called Ma'aras HaMachpelah, as four peers were buried in this Ma'ara, as we know, Avram and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, Yaakov and Leah, as well as Adam and Chava, were buried in the Ma'aras HaMachpelah. And therefore, the Baskel responded, K'midas HaChitzayna, Kach Midas HaPnimis, that just like you measure the outer area and you know exactly what the measurements are, there's no need to measure the inner area, as that area is exactly the same measurements, and therefore you don't have to actually measure the area that Adam is in. And the Gemara continues, that according to the Manda Oma, that states that the Ma'aras HaMachpelah was a double cave, but one area was above the other, and there was a first and second floor, or first floor and an attic. So certainly the Baskel couldn't have answered, K'midas HaChitzayna, Kach Midas HaPnimis, and therefore the Gemara explained that the Baskel stated, K'midas HaYoyna, Kach Midas HaTachtayna, that since you already measured the upper area, therefore there's no need to measure the first floor, as that area is exactly the same size as the upper area. You don't have to be concerned that maybe the first floor extended to a larger area than the upper story. Before we continue, let's point out that Rashbam states, Rabbanah Adam Gadol v'chashav haya, l'fikach nitla v'shus l'konis b'kivir tzadikim, therefore he was given permission to go into kivir tzadikim, aval achaloi, but other people cannot go in. K'daminim g'dayim tzadikim v'misasan yaisim v'chayen, v'yi nichlis b'ma'aris u'maydu b'idis arkim v'fnim, v'akik maydu m'chutz Kenegdon, Vaisham Tsi and Sid, he marked off the area with lime, Kedela Hakim Mokmatuma, Vlayaviu Tyrus Derakan, Shloila Hail Alakeva, in order that people should not bring the Tyrus there and the Tyrus would become Tomei, and certainly, of course, it would be a problem for Kanam as well. And Rashbam continues, Ashkechel Eliezer, the Rabbinov found Eliezer, and Rashbam is bothered, how is Eliezer alive? The Tanim Sech Derakaris, the Shiva Tzadikim Kayom and Shle Mesu, that the seven Tzadikim that never died, the Kochosh Badayu Eliezer Evad Avram, we already brought the Pshat of Rashi in Chumash that explains Ma'aras HaMachpelah as there were four different peers of people that were buried in this area. And also, as the Gemara explains in Masechtas Eirvin, that when the Pasuk calls it Kiryas Arba, or Rabbi Yitzchak Kiryas Arba Zugais, that it was the city where four peers and four sets of couples were buried. As we explain, Adam V'Chava, Avram V'Sara, Yitzchak V'Rivka, and Yaakov and Leah. We explain the words B'dumus Tukni, as the Rashbam explained, Yaakov, Daminim B'Samech, Shufri D'Yaakov, Me'in Shufri D'Adam Rishon, and therefore we explain that it must be the Rabbanah already saw saw Yitzchok and Yaakov. However, Ein Rabbeinu Gershom, who explains, B'demus Tiyukni, Shedmus Tishal Avram Vino, Kedmus Adam Rishon, Ein Sham. Finally, let's see the only Taisis on this Amid, Mitzayim Ma'arta, where Taisis points out, Mishnum Tikasava, the Tum Ritzutza Ben Kasva Ila, Ked Amid Bekam Aduchte, and that's why he wanted to mark all the graves. And Taisis is bothered that Lemaisa, Avram Yitzchok and Yaakov, as well as Adam Rishon, are not considered Jews, and then Taiman, therefore he is, but in Kiri Adichavim, Mitam Ba'il, Mishnum the Ein Kuyin Adam, and Taisis responds, Vishleimid Avram Nikwe Adam, the Chsiv Adam Agadal, Vichain Adam Rishon, and Adam Rishon certainly is called Adam, Vilhachi Ein Lamatam, Mikrad Adam, and therefore he can't be Mimayitam from the Pasuk of Adam. And the Mepharshim also discuss that Lemaisa we know that Tzedikim be Misasa and Kuyin Chayim, and therefore how could it be that the Kiri Tzedikim would be Mitama Ayin Sham? The Gemara continues with its story, Amar Abinah, and the Sakati Bishnea Kavav, that I looked at the two heels of Adam Rishon, Vidim Lishne Galgali Chama, and they appeared to me like two orbs of the sun, that they were so radiant. The Gemara continues, HaKol B'fnei Sarah K'kai B'fnei Adam, everyone in comparison to Sarah was like a monkey compared to a person. Sarah B'fnei Chava K'kai B'fnei Adam, and Sarah as compared to Chava was like a monkey in comparison to a person. Chava B'fnei Adam K'kai B'fnei Adam, and since of course Adam was the Seir Kapi Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, therefore even though Chava was so beautiful in comparison to Adam Rishon, she was like a monkey in comparison to other people. And Adam B'fnei Shechina K'kai B'fnei Adam, and Adam in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was like a monkey compared to other people. And Gemara continues, Shufri de Rav Kahana, Me'in Shufri de Rav Vo, the splendor and the beauty of Rav Kahana was similar to the beauty of Rav Vo. Shufri de Rav Vo, Me'in Shufri de Yaakov Avinu, and the beauty of Rav Vo was similar to Shufri of Yaakov Avinu. Shufri de Yaakov Avinu, Me'in Shufri de Adam Rishon, and the beauty of Yaakov Avinu and his splendor was similar to the beauty and splendor of Adam Rishon. And the Gemara continues with his story, Hahuam Gusho David Chotet Shichvei, there was a magician who was a grave robber, and he would steal the clothing that would put on people. He would need clothes of dead people in order to do his magic. Kimata Amarta de Rabtuvi Bamasna, when he got to the grave of Rabtuvi Bamasna, Tasya Bidikli, Rabtuvi, who was dead, stuck out his hand and grabbed onto the beard of this magician and wasn't letting go. Asa Abaya, Sabaya came, Amalei, and he said to Rabtuvi Bamasna, Bamatusuminach, I beg of you, Shafke, leave him alone and he'll do tshuva. However, Lemaisa, Lashanachrite, Hada Asa, the next year the magician went and did this again, Tasya Bidikli, and once again Rabtuvi Bamasna grabbed him by his beard. Asa Abaya, and Abaya came, and he still begged him, but Lo Shafke Ad Aisi Misparav Gazal Adikne, and Rav Tuvi Bamasna will not leave go of this person's beard. And the only way that he was able to release him was by bringing a barber, and they sheared off his beard. Before we continue, let's point out that Rav Benos stated, I saw Adam Rishon, and his two heels were like the orbs of the sun. Rashbam brings down for the Gemara Mesechta Shabbos that is, that how could we say that Rav Benos saw the actual form of Adam Rishon, Vadichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Ki Ofa Ata, Vel Ofa Toshuv, you were created from dust, and you will return to dust. And the Gemara Mesechta Shabbos asks this question, and the Gemara explains, Ahusha Achas Kredim Tchis HaMesim, that in a Chinami, Adam Rishon will return to dust a moment before Tchis HaMesim, but right now, he still has his body, and his body is intact. And also, the Gemara just mentions certain beautiful people, and the Rashbam brings from the Gemara Mesechta Bar Metzia, and Haseches HaPeilim, where the Gemara asks, V'lechshev Nami Rabbi Echron, and the Gemara answers, Hadris Bonam Lo Yehavila, Rabbi Echron did not have a beard, and therefore he's not counted amongst the beautiful people in this world. And Rashbam also points out that this Amgusha, this magician, was really a non-Jew, and why is it that Abaya came to help this Amgusha? And Rashbam says that he had a relationship with him, and as Rashbam says, Bishvil Shoy Ayvichavim Oyevoy, and Ayvichavim loved him. And Lachay Rashbam is actually referencing the Gemara in the last parak of Mesechtes Brachos, which speaks about the dreams of Abaya, and there was a guy that was mefarish his dreams in a positive manner. And the Gemara continues that there was a person who was being mitzava machas misa, and he was creating his last will and testament. Now, who the Amaluhu, that there was a person that said to people and said to witnesses, Chavita da Afro l'chadbroi, that a barrel of dirt should go to one of my children, Chavita da Garmi l'chadbroi, and a barrel of bone should go to a second child, and Chavita da Adra, and a barrel of soft materials l'chadbroi should go to one of my children, lo yaviyadri my kamlu, and they didn't know exactly what he was saying and how he wanted to split up his assets, and also Kamid Rabbanah, and they went to Rabbanah to ask a shayla, and Amaluhu and Rabbanah asked them, Islachu Ara, do you have land? Amulei in, so they responded, yes. Islachu Chevasa, do you have animals in? They responded in. Islachu Bistruki, do you have fine begadim? And once again, they responded in that we do. And therefore he said, Ihachi, hachi kamluhu. And if so, that is what your father meant, that when he said the barrel of dirt, he meant to say the kaka and the real estate should go to the son. When he spoke about the bones, he was talking about his animals which has bones, and that should go to another son. And when speaking about soft material, he was really referencing his begadim and his beautiful begadim, which were valued at a lot of money. And the reason why he didn't actually actually tell them exactly what he wanted to give them is because he didn't want people to know that he was very wealthy. The Gemara continues, that there was a person that heard his wife telling his daughter, that you're doing Yisurim, but at least you should be discreet about it. She explained regarding herself, and she spoke about herself in the third person, that even though I have 10 sons, but you should know that only one of them is really from your father, as I was Mizana, but I was at Snua about it, and I kept it discreet. When my son, her husband heard about this, but he didn't know which son was actually his, Kishachiv, when he was about to die, Amalu, he said to them, Kol Nechose L'chad Bra, that all my assets should go to one of my children, and as Rashbam points out, L'echad Mibonai, Oyser Shivar Bezin, and whichever son that Bezin chooses, that is the one that should receive all of my assets. However, Lo Yadu L'chay Minayu, they didn't know which child should get it, so also coming to Rabbana, they came to Rabbana to ask Shaila, Amalu, he said to them, Zilu Chavuta Kivud Avuchan, Ad Koyim Megal L'chul L'chay Minayu, go and hit the cave of your father until he comes and reveals to you which one he meant to give it to. And Rabbana felt that this was a valid test, as in this way he'll be able to find which one is the right son, as the rightful son will not go in his father's kever. And as Rashbam also points out, that this was also a valid test, she'oisin shehim mamzerim hin azeponim, that the children that are mamzerim would be azeponim, as the Brisa Masechtas Kal teaches us, v'yelchu lachbait, and they will go and hit the kever. However, the other child will not be an azeponim and will not hit the kever. The Gemara tells us, Shafkos Rabbana left him alone, as l'kulu, and they all went and they hit the kever, but ahu debreyava, but the rightful child, boy Ozel, he did not go to hit the father's kever, amalhu, kulun chasid hai, and therefore Rabbana said, that I see that this is the proper child, and he is the one that receives all of the assets. Rashbam points out that either this test actually proved that this child was not the mamzer, or even if we weren't able to prove that he's not the mamzer, but since he was the finest of all the children, and he didn't hit the father's kever, so it must be that he and his father had the best relationship, and the father must have loved him and wanted to give him these assets. And as Rashbam states, V'yafa don Rabbana, the lo shayachacha el shuda dainai, as the din over here is shuda dainai, v'haydun shuda shloi rotz lachbait, and this is a way that Bezin was able to try to figure out who is actual owner of these assets, as l'maisa, this child did not hit the kever of his father. And the Gemara continues that these other brothers who were mamzerim, ozlu achal kurtzu b'malka, they went informed by the king that Rabbana is actually judging him properly. And Amri, and they told the government, ikka gavro chab yudai, that there's one person, Rabbana, by the Jews, the kamapik v'mayna me'anche b'loi sadiyu b'loi raya, that they're taking away money from people without edim and without a raya, and they're doing so improperly. Asu chavshu, so they went and took Rabbana, and they put him in jail. Ozel the bisu, and Rabbana's wife, who wanted to save Rabbana, went to the government, and Amalui, she said to them, that avdel chad havali, that I had one servant, paskul reshe, and robbers came, and they cut off its head, upashul mashchei, and the ganav also removed the skins and the hides of this person, and this eved, v'achlu bisrei, and the ganav also ate the meat of this person, of the eved, v'kamala b'mayo, mashke b'lechavrei, and he also used the skins and the hides of the eved, in order to create some sort of a canteen, and he filled it up with water, and he gave water to his friends to drink, v'lei kiyavli domi, v'lei agrei, and he didn't pay me for it, and he didn't even rent it for me, and they didn't know what she was saying to them. Amri, and they said, let us bring Rabbana, who is a smart person by the Jews, and he will explain us what she's saying. Karul Rabbana, l'maisa, they brought Rabbana, amalhu, and he explained, zanuka amalhu, that she was ultimately not talking about the skins of a person and the skins of an eved, but she was talking about the skins of a goat. And as Rashbam states, tayish hoyli v'gazlu mimenu, they stole a tayish from me, shachtu v'achlus abasa, u'mina ar osu chemas v'shoyim boi mayim v'shoyim boi. Gemara tells us, Amri, so they said, hoyl v'chokin kul hai, that since Rabbana is so smart, leisiv ababa v'nidun dina, let him sit by the bezin, and he will be one of the judges in our courts. And when Rabbana went to the court for the first time, chodra v'ksiv bavula, he saw that it was a saying above the doors of the courthouse that stated, kol dayin de miskri ledin leishmei dayin, that any dayin that's called to the interior is not considered a dayin and can't be a judge. Rashbam explains, bavula avlosis hashar ha'yikosav, kidei shilamdu mishamrei adam, and this way people will be able to learn from the saying. And it said, kol dayin miyuchad ladin dinei ira, v'zim de miskri ledina, shetayv naisa ledin amam, and shetayv menu, leishmei dayin, upasa ledin, dekim de oye betzu, as since he loves money, that therefore there could be a question, and the machlek is regarding money, yikabal sheikhed, so then potentially he will actually accept bribery. The Gemara tells us, Rabbana said to them, Elimata, us inish me alma, mazman le ledina, so a regular person that really doesn't have any machlekas with the dayin, but he wants to passel this judge, he will go and bring a din terrier against the dayin, shaloikudin, and he'll passel, and that would passel this judge. And we continue on Daphne Chesam Abeis, El Kol Dayin Miskri Ledin, Umafkim Name and Mainabedin, Lashme Dayin. Rabbana stated, that they really should change the saying, and it should say that any judge that's called to the interior and Lemaisi is found guilty, then it shows that he was ready to steal money from someone, and therefore he's not considered a proper judge, as he would be Makabal Sheikhid. And as Rashbam states, the Gazlan Pasaludin, Sheavis Hadin, Bishvil Sheikhid, Lemaisi, the people of this town listened to Rabbi Nar and Kasvu Hachi, and they weren't able to erase the previous saying, but Kasvu Hachi, they added an addendum to the doorway, and it stated, Bram, Sabi Yudari Amri, the elders by the Jews stated, called Dayan, the Miskri Ladin, a Mafkuminay Remind of Adin, Lashme Dayan, and I in top tastes on Daphne Chesam Bays, Diva Mask, called Dayan, the Miskri Ladin, a Mafkuminay, Kagoinum Kafa, Vaitsu, Meno Baedim, this is only if he was Kaifa, and they actually had to bring Adim in order to get the money back, Alam Chavu Shvua. However, if Bezdim was only Mechayv Mishvua, and Vali Rotzli Shava, and the Dayan did not want to make a Shvua, Vishilim, and instead he paid, Mishim Hachi, when Mishil Ladina, that would not cause him to become Pasal Ladina. I in Rashi in Pashas Yisroi, when Yisroi gives an Eitzah to Moshe Rabbeinu to set up the Yonim, and it says Steine Betza, and Rashi says Shesteinim Simemayna Bedin Kahi Damina Kol Dain and Mafkum Yuneim Emayna Bedina Lav Daino. And the Ramban explains Sheratzel Farish Shekol Mamen Sheyedu Bay Shadim Yochlei Tziu Miyadim Bedin Yisnu Aisel Vyachzuru Meatzman. If a Dain knows that if you would go to Bezin, there is a potential that he would lose and he would have to pay back money, then he should hate it so much that he should immediately give it back to that person, and he shouldn't even get involved in the interior. But filu hu shlehem be'emes, and even if it's really his, kugon shekona evit shloi be'edim uchiyaitzabai ayin sham. The Gemara continues with another saying der benar saw, and he wanted to change. It's chazer to have a kosev bureish kol moisa anodam. He saw that at the top of the gates of the city, it stated that the main cause of death is because a person has too much blood, and he wasn't make his dam properly, and it also states bureish kol chayin anochemar, and in order to live, you have to drink wine. Do you think if someone got into an accident and fell off a roof and he died, or he fell off a palm tree and he died, that's based on him having too much blood? Certainly in that case, it's not the reason and not the leading cause for his death. Do you think that someone's about to die, if you'll give him some wine, he'll live? And certainly giving someone wine is not a medication that will be a cure-all. And therefore, Rabbi Noah wanted to refine these words, and he said what really should be written is Bereish Kalmarin, if someone is sick, Anodam, the leading cause for getting sick is because you didn't bloodlet. Bereish Kal Asfon, and the leading way to protect yourself that you shouldn't get sick, Nochamar, is by drinking wine. Once again, hearing this from Rabbi Noah, they listened to Rabbi Noah and Kasvu Hachi, they amended the saying and they added on, Bram, Sabbat Yehuda Armi. However, the elders of the Jews say, Bereish Kalmarin, Anodam, Bereish Kal Asfon, Anochamar, and Ba'asa, the less Chamar, and in a place where there's not a lot of wine, and therefore people aren't as healthy, so in those places people will get sick, and therefore you'll need herbs and you'll have to create medications. The Gemara continues, on top of the doorways of the city of Kaputkya, it's stated as follows, Ampuk, Anbag, and Antol. These three words actually refer to the same measurements, and it refers to Revia Sahin, which as Rashi points out is 1.5 Be'ah, the Ezu Antol. And what is Antol? Zerevia Shaltaria. This is the Revias that's brought down in the Torah relevant to certain halachas. And as we know, the halacha is that a nazir can't drink wine, but the shear is a revias of yayin, and that's based on halacha l'mesh mesinai. And Rashbam also brings down that the shear for dal kaisis is a revias of wine, and even though the whole din of dal kaisis is only the rabbanon, however, the rabbanon found a smach for the dal kaisis minatera. As we know, vaytzeitzi v'tzalti v'ga'ali v'lekachti is a remis for dal kaisis minatera, and that's why the Gemara states that the revias shel Torah, which refers to revias that's referenced in the Torah. Rashbam then points out from Sechtes Nazir on Daflam Ches, the Gemara states, Choshev Eser Revias, Hein, Sheminatoria, Shurim, Bach Revias, Vachinam Rabin, the Shir Antal, Hein Revias, to Iskim Rab Yakim, and Harpokad, Nutolo Bas Reviasa. Feeder Rashbam, this is just telling us that there's certain Kalim where the Shir should be a Revias, and of course the Nafkamina would be the Gabi Mecha Chememka, that if someone says that I want to buy a specific Shir from you, and he uses one of these terms, then he means to say, I want to buy a Revias, and it doesn't mean less than that, and it doesn't mean more than that. And in Tesis, who points out that it's actually relevant to a type of refuah called asparagus, and this was a type of a drink that they used to drink for refuah. The Gemara is teaching us that all of these drinks, agbag, anpak, and antal, are all types of asparagus, and the only way that it actually has an effect on someone is if they drink a full revius. Ayin tesis, and Rabbeinu Gershom states, klima oisik kli asparagus shesheisim b'sacharis mishum refuah have a kreina isim b'shenim anpak v'hainu agbag v'hainu antal klima shiur ba'isik kli shenedlin menel liyadayim ayin sham. Continue with our Mishnah, which will once again discuss the concept of Cheskes Shalosh Shanim, and the Mishnah starts, chazaka, v'yesh l'mekayim chazaka, that if Shimon's home borders Reuven's chatzah, even though Shimon has a lida, which is a pipe that goes vertically down a person's home and takes water off the rooftop of his home, and even though Shimon had his lida in this area for 3 years, and Reuven was never ma'ara, that Shimon cannot create a chazaka, and at some point, if Reuven decides that he doesn't want Shimon's gadol to be there, he could complain, and he could be ma'ara, and the Gemara will explain exactly what this means. However, yesh l'mekayim chazaka, there is a chazaka on the makim of the lida, and once again, the Gemara will explain exactly what the Mishnah means, as the Mishnah states off that the Ma'aziv doesn't have a chazaka, and then it states the Mekayma yesh l'chazaka, and the Mishnah continues, ha'maschil yesh l'chazaka, that in a similar scenario, a gadol would have a chazaka. Gadol, of course, is a pipe that runs horizontally on the edge of a roof and catches water, and then the water will travel into the lida and go down into the chatzah. And we will explain it in further detail when we learn the Gemara, and the Mishnah continues, sulam mitzri ein l'chazaka, that a short ladder called the sulam mitzri would not create a chazaka, as since it's portable, and therefore people leave it in an area temporarily, therefore you can move it easily, and then you cannot create a chazaka. And as we will see, the Gemara will tell us that a sulam mitzri is similar to a portable stepladder, and it only has 3 rungs. And the Mishnah continues, however, l'tzuri yesh l'chazaka, that if you have a sulam hatzuri, which was set up in your neighbor's property, then if the neighbor doesn't complain for 3 years, then it would create a chazaka. And of course, a sulam tzuri is a larger ladder, and it's not placed there temporarily, and it's not as portable. The Mishnah continues, chaloin ha-mitzvus, that a very small window, which is not used for light, and it's used in order for someone to be able to look out of his house and watch his sada, you cannot create a chazaka by having it there for 3 years. However, l'tzuris yesh l'chazaka, a chaloin which is larger, and even if it's only be used in order to view your chatzah, if you have it there for 3 years, then you'll be able to create a chazaka. And the Mishnah continues, ezi chaloin ha-mitzvus, and even though the Mishnah did not ask, ezi sulam ha-mitzri, the Mishnah asks, what is a chaloin ha-mitzvus? And the Mishnah tells us, kol she'in reishi shel adam yachli kanas l'techa, that it's so small that a person's head cannot fit through the frame of the window. And Rabbi Yehuda states, im yesh l'malbin afa pishin reishi shel adam yachli kanas l'techa, ha-reizu chazaka, that if there's an actual frame made out of wood or out of stone that was placed in this area in order to create this window, then even though a person's head cannot fit through it, therefore it's still a very small window, ha-reizu chazaka, however you could create a chazaka, as you showed that you're leaving it there permanently, and therefore your neighbors should have been meicha. Could be that the lashon sulam ha-mitzri and the lashon chaloin ha-mitzvus comes from the pasuk in Pash Vayera when Lloyd asked the Malachim to save the city of Tzoya, and he stated he knew he era zeis krevel lan shama vim mitzoy im molten shama haloy mitzoy uschi nafshi. And this lashon refers to something that's very small. Before we begin the Gemara, let's point out how the Rashbam explains the difference between a maziv and maschila. And Rashbam points out at the beginning of the Mishnah, ha maziv tina katan v'regil l'tleisa l'tzev tina gadol ha'hil ha'pnei kagag, that goes vertically along the entire length of a roof, v'regil ha'pchei l'chol reish yirtzai, and you could put it on any side of the roof that you want. The purpose of this maziv is u'machik luach mayim in ha'kaisel, as it makes sure that the stream of water goes further away to kaisel and doesn't damage the kaisel. V'losh maziv tipa shel mayim zov derech sham k'lechsev kama midli loshin tipa v'hilkach in l'chazaka it ain't a davar kuvua, and therefore it's not a davar kuvua, and you can't create a chazaka v'mhichsev by balaga gimel shanim. And even if Shimon goes and is machzik for 3 years v'tala iser ba'avi chatzah chaveiroi, and it's hanging the airspace of Reuven's chatzah in yoch litin exactly, he can't claim that he made a chazaka. The kivin la milsev kivusu lekapet bal chatzah v'shasik shenasayim v'sholish, and therefore bal chatzah would be quiet and would not be ma'ara, as he knows that when he needs that area of the chatzah, at that point he'll tell Shimon to move the leader. Rashbam explains the maskila utzina gadol machzik kol eir chagag u'milsev kivusu, and this is something which is kavua hilkach yesh l'chazaka. As in something which is kavua, a person will not be quiet, and a person would be ma'ara. And by the fact that Reuven was quiet, and it must be that they made a deal, and Shimon paid money to Reuven in order to have the right for his gutter to extend over the chutz of Reuven. And our Gemara begins, there's a stira in the Mishnah itself, as it states that a maziv doesn't have a chazaka, but then states that makim does have a chazaka. And the Gemara brings 3 different explanations, as Amar Shmuel states, Hachikama, that is what the Mishnah means to say, Hamazav in l'chazaka meruach achas, even if Shimon placed his downspout and he placed his leader on the south side of this area and the south side of the chatzah of Reuven, Shimon can't claim that I used it for 3 years and therefore I have a right to leave it there. However, certainly Reuven can't tell him to get rid of his leader at all, as certainly he created chazaka that he has a right to have his water water spilling into the chatzah of Reuven. However, Reuven could tell him that instead of being on the south side, I want you to move the leader to the north side of my chatzah. And as Rashbam explains, and certainly Reuven can't tell Shimon that you have to take your leader and leave my chatzah. As the Maaseh, Shimon created at least that much of a chazakah that he has a right to have his leader dripping water into Reuven's chatzah. As it's impossible to have a house that doesn't have a proper leader, and certainly since Reuven wasn't meicha within 3 years, therefore Shimon has a right to have his leader in some space in Reuven's chatzah. And the Gemara continues, Reb Chanina states hamazav ein li chazakah, that what the Mishnah means when it says that mazav doesn't have a chazakah, shemay aruch mekatzoi, although we stated that generally the share of a leader is 2 or 3 amos, and therefore it doesn't always go down to the bottom onto the ground, even if Shimon actually made his leader much longer and he extended it down to the ground beneath it. And for example, he extended all the way to the ground in Reuven's chatzah. In that case, he doesn't have a right to leave it there. And if Reuven wants to be meicha, at some point he could be meicha and he could tell Shimon that although you have a right to have the leader in this area, and I can't even force you to move it to the other side, however, I could force you to cut it down and make it like a normal leader, which only had to be a couple of amas long. However, Reb Chanina argues on Shmuel, and he holds that if Reuven wants to force Shimon to move his leader from the south side to the north side, Reuven would not be able to force him, as Shimon was already kaveya his chazaka that he has a right to have this leader on the north side of this chatzar. And the Gemara continues with the third explanation. Rabbi Yehuda Ba'aba explains hamazav ein lechazaka, when the Mishnah stated that there's no chazaka for a leader, that doesn't mean that he doesn't have a right to leave it there, but Shimon writes to live this tacht of baina. But if Reuven wants to now build a bias underneath the leader, then Shimon cannot say to him, I already have a chazaka on your land itself, and therefore you can't build on your own land. And certainly there's not a claim that Shimon can make. However, the Mishnah teaches us that the makom of the maziv does have a chazaka, shimbala oikrei ena oikrei, as certainly Reuven cannot force Shimon to remove the maziv or even to cut down the maziv, as he already created chazaka for this maziv, and it could stay at the north side and it could stay at a very long length, even though it's not generally normal to have a very long maziv. Ein Rashbam points out Shimon writes a balachotza livnes tachta boinu binyanoi achemigiyel maziv, then he could build a building up to the point where the maziv comes down, that just like a chazaka in the actual place of the leader, so since the water is falling into your chatzah at that spot, so therefore I have a chazaka on your land as well. But if he wants to actually build his building in a place where the leader was already, certainly Shimon was able to create a chazaka at least in the gate of Mokum of the Marzev. Continuing on Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, and the Gemara just brought down 3 different shitas as to how to explain when the Mishnah stated of Marzev in the chazaka v'yesh l'mkayim chazaka. The Gemara now is that Tznan, we learned in our Mishnah hamaskilo yesh l'chazaka, and certainly Muchach that we're talking about a similar case, that we're talking about a ratio in the gate of Marzev, and even though in the ratio we stated Marzev in the chazaka, in the same case a maskilo would have a chazaka. The Gemara begins and is bishlim l'manda ama hanachtati shaper, the bishlim according to the first 2 shitas that we had of Rabbi Yehuda named Mashmuel, as well as Chanina, so it makes sense that there's a major chilah between a mazev and a maschila, as although according to Rabbi Yehuda named Mashmuel, a person could force someone to move the mazev from the south side to the north side, and according to Rabbi Chanina, Reuven could force Shimon to cut down the length of his mazev and only make it the standard size of a mazev. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches us that these 2 halachas do not apply b'negei maschila, and once someone builds a maschila, and since he had it there for 3 years and he created chazaka, so Reuven would not be able to force Shimon to move his maschila or to cut down the maschila at all. However, the Gemara is Alamanda Amar Shem Ratzel Livnes Tachta Baina, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah Ba'aba, that stated when the Mishnah stated Hamazav Ein LeChazaka V'Yesh LeMekayim Chazaka, the Mishnah is actually teaching us that you can't force Shimon to move his maziv at all, and you can't force him to cut the maziv. The Mishnah is teaching us that if Shimon built a maziv, then he can't claim that Reuven can't build anything beneath his maziv, as he already created chazaka, and therefore he has a right even to Reuven's land, as that would not create a chazaka. The Gemara is that according to this man Oma, my napkle minor, and as Rashbam points out, how could it be that the Mishnah teaches us that if someone has a gutter on top of the yard of his friend, that his friend would not be able to build anything? Shimon already created a chazaka to have his leader that hangs over this area, but certainly that can't be pshat as my nafkali mina lebal maschila, as why would it make a difference to Shimon if Reuven actually builds anything in this chatzah? Ibnei balachatzah choyta holy mafsimidi, but the ma'aser Shimon is not going to lose anything as his gutter is on top of the roof. It's very far away from Reuven's building. And certainly there's no reason why Reuven shouldn't be able to build this house if it's not going to be mazik or Shimon at all, since Shimon's gutter is very high up. And the Gemara responds, Hach maskil shel binyaskinon, that in the Chanami we're talking about a brick or a stone gutter, and the Mishnah is mechadish to us that in this case Shimon could actually tell Reuven that you can't build anything underneath my area because I already have a chazaka, since if you will build a home underneath my gutter, that will actually cause vibrations and it will cause my gutter to break. Therefore, I already have a chazaka to have this gutter, and you can't do so. And that's what the Mishnah means, that maschilu yesh lechazaka. As Rashbam says, the Tisra Shisoi, claim maschilu sheli, tipo lekol makaves vagazin, v'chol kli bazel, b'yibonis binyarcha, avagabi mazel, d'loi choshev kolkach, afilu yhavishel binyin, boinu tachtov. However, since the leader is not so choshev, you can go and build underneath it, inami haide kamathlik, b'mazel maschila, haide mishum de stam mazel shel aids, and the reason is because a mazel was generally made out of wood, v'stam maschilu shel avonim, and the standard gutter was made out of stone. And in the Chanami, if someone had a gutter that was made of wood and they had a leader that was made out of stone, then potentially the din would be just the opposite. And I entice the din maskil maskil shel binyan skinon av mazav stomi shel eitz vein oisel eitzel shel binyan. Therefore, Taisa is bothered that if the Gemara is telling us that the whole chil between a maskil and a mazav is one is made out of wood and one is made out of stone, why is it that the Mishnah gave an example of a maskil and a mazav v'lifl b'maskil atzma ben shel binyan l'shel eitz? Taisa answered the ishlema dinich leiv masis and lashmina b'mazav the ishlema became a chazaka, that our Mishnah wanted to teach us that a mazav does have an ability to create a chazaka, ayin in taisvis. Keep in mind that when we learned the Gemara, we explained maschil shel binyaskinon the amalei, as the bala mazav says to the bala chotzo lenichli the titrashi soy, that if you will build something, it will ruin my mazav. And ayin Rabbeinu Geshem says shem yiga binyancha lemaschil yikalkalisa, that if you build up your house and it will get to the point that it touches my gutter, then it will cause the water to back up and it will actually land on my wall. And it'll ruin the wall of my house. Therefore, the Mishnah teaches Hamaschilu Yesh L'Chazaka. Before we finish, let's go to the Rashbam. Diba Maschil Chaloi Namitzus, and he states Ketani Ein L'Chazaka. Im Asa Chaloi Bekoisel Beisay L'Habed Derech Sham V'Lishba Padesa V'Ginasay V'Chaloi Pesuach L'Chatz Chaver V'Hichse Bashar Shanim Ein L'Chazaka. The Kivin La'Milsa D'Kviuso L'Chashish Limchais Avon Masal L'Hayer. However, certainly if he made it for light, Shloi Hoy. And he didn't have light in his house aside from this window, and even though it's a small window, he would create a chazaka. Finally, let's point out that the Gemara stated and it would come out that even though by the Geir Mazev you don't have a chazaka and you would have to move your Mazev from the south side to the north side, however, maskilu yesh l'chazaka, the stone has a gutter, then they don't have to move it at all. And Taisa is bothered, d'alachira, if we're telling someone that they have to move the leader, then certainly the only way that the water will flow into the other side of the leader is only if at the same time you stuff up the other side of the gutter, and you also have to change the positioning of the gutter, as now you have to make sure that slope towards the other side in order that the water should flow down and flow into the leader. And in Taisa, diva maskil hamazav ein l'chazaka m'ruach achas, where he states, that in a chanami, although you may have to adjust the gutter, well, the maisa, you don't have to move it completely, and therefore it's proper to say that a maschila is yesh l'chazaka. And Taisa then states, inami, or we could say that the case is where the gutter was actually flat and it was actually level, and neither side was higher than the other one, and there was no slope. All one would have to do to make sure that the flow of water goes into the north side instead of the south side is by closing up the hole in the north side that led into the leader. And although we say that you have to move the leader from one side of the wall to the other side of the chatzah, however, certainly there was no need to make any changes to the gutter, as all you'll have to do is make a hole in the gutter on the side in which you move the leader to, and we will stop over here.